Today is Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020. My name is Cameron Hassel, and I am interviewing Stephen through Zoom for my first year seminar class at Marshall University. Our FYS class has been focusing on the themes of critical thinking, the power and value of asking well-crafted questions, and storytelling, and the stories we tell in response to those well-crafted questions. We have examined oral histories related to two timely themes, pandemics and protest. This interview will be focused on the theme of protest. Stephen, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed.
Absolutely.
Stephen, what sparked your interest in the BLM movement?
I guess it has to do with the fact of how scared people are right now, and how so many people are living in fear because of it. I guess there's not really a reason that someone should feel scared of a dying or anything, especially, you know, by the police, the people who are supposed to protect and serve us all just because of their skin color. So I think that's probably the main thing that sparked my interest.
Okay. What are some ways people can help people of color, whether that includes protesting or not?
A couple of things. Voting, maybe doing some donations and shopping locally at, African-American owned businesses, as opposed to shopping online, major retailers like Amazon, anything like that.
Okay. What are some goals of the Black Lives Matters movement?
Definitely ending police brutality, promoting equality for everybody, and encouraging empathy for Black communities, and doing it all in a non-violent manner, I would say.
Okay. Does systematic racism exist, and what can we do to fix it as a community?
I would say it's obvious that, you know, our system has flaws. Everybody should admit that. Admitting it is probably a good place to start, and convincing everyone, what's considered racism and not, and finding ways to fix it is probably another good way to handle it.
Okay. Do you think protesting is the best approach to fixing some of these big problems like systemic racism and some big problems facing the African American community?
In some communities, it's really the only option, I guess you could say, that they have. It's probably one of the most effective ways as well. That way, they get immediate attention, and they can take immediate action. They do it out of frustration, seeing their brothers, their sisters, their relatives, their community all, being harmed and dying. So I think that's probably the fastest way that they're able to draw attention to the situation.
Yeah. Are all of the cops bad, or is it only the system? And what kind of reform can we do to fix it?
I don't think that all the cops are bad. There's definitely good cops, and there's also some bad cops. But it's ultimately in the system. We could probably start by maybe increasing the amount of training that police officers receive, in ways to, I guess you could say, calm a situation down in a nonviolent manner. That way officers don't have to rely on their guns. But I think also it has to do with educating the community as well, so that way you know, one another can understand each other, right?
Oh,
So
yeah.
there's no, it's miscommunication is a really big problem in this situation, I would say. So I think both sides probably got to do their part, but I would say that it's definitely lies in the system as opposed to it being, you know, good and bad cops.
Okay, so next question. Was Colin Kaepernick treated fairly, and do you think there is a right way to protest?
I mean, I guess you could say Colin Kaepernick was a martyr in a sense, right? He was treated really unfairly, just because he wanted to show his discontent with the direction, you know, the country was going in, and that was his way of doing it. That's how he found, you know, that was his way of coping with it and expressing himself. I don't think anybody can really agree on what's the correct way on how to protest.
Okay. What is your response to someone when they say that Black Lives Matter is only violent? Or that the protests are only violent?
I think a lot of those people are full of it, or they only watch the major news channels. Almost 95% of the protests have been done in a peaceful manner, so they haven't all been violent. But you know, the way the media wants to project it, they just show the other, I guess, 5% that have gone in a violent manner.
Okay, so on a lighter sense, do you think Florida will be going blue on this election cycle?
I think the turnout's looking pretty good, and when it is high, it usually tends to favor the Democrats.
Okay. So for our first year seminar class, it is focused on critical thinking. So what is an example of critical thinking in your line of work and in your line of life? Please be specific, elaborate, and tell me attempt to tell me a story.
I'll use a, I guess I'll use a pretty simple example. Recently, you know, I've been looking into purchasing a new car. I've always wanted a Subaru. It's been my dream car for a while. But I did my research, and you know, I found out how much it was. I have a car. I've had a car since 2010. I bought a brand new Kia. And as of a couple of years ago, it's been paid off. So, you know, I've been driving a car. I haven't had to make payments on it other than insurance. It still works. It gets me, you know, to the grocery store. It gets me to where I need to be. It gets me to work. So, after I sat down and thought about, you know, the pros and cons, ultimately, you know, I decided right now just it makes more sense to not take on another bill, when I really don't need to. So.
Okay, so final question. Would you like to add that I haven't asked?
I guess, you know, a lot of, I would say a lot of people probably have, you know, this response to your question, but you know, why didn't we have this discussion sooner, right?
I don't know. Great
I
talking to
think,
you.
yeah, I think this situation, you know, should have been brought up sooner, and
Agreed.
maybe it wouldn't have gotten to the place that it's at now. But
Yeah.
hopefully it'll turn around. You know, everybody does their part, and maybe we can. Maybe we can fix the community and, you know, what it's everybody who doesn't want to live in a peaceful world, right? Everybody should want to live in a peaceful world and in non-violence and just being hated for, you know, your skin color and scared to go to the grocery store, scared to step outside of your house. So I think if everybody does their part, I think, you know, I think maybe we can make a difference.
Yeah, agreed. Well, thank you for joining in and giving you this interview.
Absolutely.
Thank you tremendously. No problem. Thank you, Steven.